Chris.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Pipe Dummies. Your host Robbie Raz here with you. As always, every week, twice a week, you guys get a lot of me.
Mm-hmm.
Logan takes every other week off. But that's when you guys get to join the pairing show, so it's all good. Logan, how's everything going today?
Good, man. It's been a hell of a day, Rob.
Tell us about it.
Well, I'm going to, you asshole. I was smoking that Mississippi River, and it was so wet, like, it was just dripping moisture, so I had to dump it.
Giggity.
I know. So now I'm smoking some Dunhill Nightcap. Moving on. And then,
How do you feel about the Nightcap?
It's okay. I think people like it a lot more than they should. I think it's kind of average.
I haven't smoked the Nightcap yet. I smoked the early morning smoke last time, the Dunhill one?
You smoked early morning pipe.
Yeah. That was all right. It wasn't great. But again, it smelled a lot stronger than it actually tasted.
and this is fairly strong, I think.
It smells. You did send me a little
bit. It does.
It smells strong.
I did send you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I've got a bunch of stuff already packaged up. It's been sitting in the box.
I know, man. That's what you do, man, is you...
dry, nasty now.
Oh, it probably is, knowing you.
So, I'm smoking out of my Cobbett. Still love these freaking pipes. This is kind of fitting. I'm smoking some Ruins of Isengard, this 4-ounce jar gets 1 ounce of tobacco in it. Remember that.
What is Isengard?
Isengard is where, is the tower that Saruman was at.
Huh?
Did you not watch the movies?
I did, but was it the Eye?
No.
Okay.
No, that's Mordor.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was like Middle Earth.
No, you remember the wizard with the really long white beard that went bad?
You mean Gandalf?
No, the other one.
The White Wizard?
Saruman.
Does he look a lot like Gandalf?
Yeah. Old white guy with a beard.
Well,
he was the bad guy. Anyway,
he in the first one or the second one?
He's in all of them.
No, he's not.
He's not in the third one because...
He commands the bad armies. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Spoiler alert. Anyway, so he's the guy who raises all the... works with all the orcs and makes the...
makes the orcs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ruins of Isengard. When the trees get all pissed off and they go there...
Yeah, and they start thrashing people.
Yeah, yeah. That was actually the Ruins of Isengard. That's when that happened. So, that's what I'm smoking. And I've had it a couple of times. It's all right. It's really mild. It's got a real mild little sweetness to it. There's some Latakia in there, and I think I'm learning that I don't like Latakia because it's got that kind of soury flavor to it. And at least I think that's the Latakia. I think I'm attributing that flavor to Latakia. So
it's like spoiled milk.
Come again?
It's kind of like rotten milk a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
It's almost
kind of like spoiled milk. That's not like real spoiled, but it's spoiled. Yeah,
and it's a little bit off-putting for me. I guess it depends on the blend, and it's weird because I'm smoking this, and it's not an aromatic. I'll give everybody, since we're talking about it, this is going to be one of the tobaccos we're going to talk about today, but I'll just jump in since we're here. So, by the way, the format for today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about different pipes, because I've got like 7 or 8 of them, and I know Logan's got like 7 or 8 of them. And we'll talk a little bit about different pipe styles. We're going to talk about some of the different stuff we've been smoking lately. And that's going to be about it. We'll take some questions. Let me see if we have any questions.
Surgeon's here.
Oh, we got one. Harley Holmes, always good for a question, man.
He is always good. And you know what? All you fuckers that didn't show up tonight, Logan is dipping into his pipe tobacco collection, giving some shit away.
Are you really giving stuff away?
Yeah, because nobody's here.
Send out a tweet.
Just want to know how many people, how much it'll spread. Like, before you know it, Jared Garrott, who doesn't even smoke a pipe, will be in here. Mm. Like, Fat Kid won stuff from the Drew Estate show, and I said, hey, man, I'm sitting out your pipe tobacco. He goes, man, I'm an asshole, but I don't even smoke a pipe. Like, I feel bad even taking it.
Did you give him some of those little cob pipes that we've got?
I did. I think I did send him a few of the cobbets and little things. And then I did send him the pipe tobacco, because, listen, I'm never going to... If you win something, you're going to get it. Come hell or high water, there's no stopping me. You know how many packages I shipped out yesterday because of your monkey ass and that fear show?
Because I gave away 25 packages?
I mean, literally, it was 14, and there was so much shit. Like, I could barely keep it all. Like, they hooked it the F up, dude. Mm. It's savage. The only thing you ask for yourself, you're like, man, I'd like to get them golf balls. Yeah, I fucked that up.
Yeah, you sent them to somebody else. Whoever got those golf balls?
Whoever got the Krug cigars got 6 Pro V1 golf balls, which I found out are like $50 or something.
Yeah, really they're not cheap when it comes to golf balls. So whoever got those, we're going to do some trading. So I'll send some cigars to whoever got those. So send out a tweet. Oh, look, we already got another question from John.
Exactly.
Send out a tweet if you're doing some giveaways, but they got to come in and ask questions. And Jared Garrott does smoke a pipe. He was the one who turned me on to the Middle Earth pipe weed collection from Just For Him.
He fucking would.
So that's what I'm smoking, the Ruins of Isengard. I'll give you kind of the breakdown. Blended by Bob Schaffer. The blend type is unknown, which it doesn't means it doesn't really fall into a category, I guess. I'm getting all this information from tobaccoreviews.com. If you're smoking a pipe and you're not checking out tobaccoreviews.com, then you're doing yourself a disservice.
A disservice.
So the blend here is Black Cavendish, Burley, Cavendish, Latakia, and Virginia. Says it doesn't have any flavoring. I think there's a really mild flavor in there. You're getting some sweetness, and I think that comes from the Burley and the Cavendish, I think. It's a ribbon cut, blah, blah, blah. It's been reviewed, let's see. It's been reviewed a bunch of times. Which one are we talking about here? Ruins of Isengard. It's got 29 reviews, a 3.2 overall score, so people generally like it. It's mild in strength. It's definitely mild. The flavoring is really mild. The taste, they say, is medium. I don't know what the difference is between taste and flavoring. And the room note, I would guess it's pleasant. It's not overly smoky smelling. There's a real, real mild sweetness in there. I'm enjoying it, but it's really mild. I mean, I don't think you'd get a lot out of this, Logan, that you would enjoy it very much. I think it's all right. It's not blowing me away. It's a nice in-between smoke. It's not an aromatic by any means, but it does have a little bit of flavoring in there, I feel like it. But it's definitely not like a bold thing, like a bold English or a bold Virginia, like what you're smoking, Logan. It's kind of a step in between.
Okay. So
maybe like a... When you're just getting off of aromatics and you want to start moving into something that's got a little bit more complexity, more depth to it, this is probably a good place to start. Or something like this.
This nightcap's kind of a fucking heater, man. I'm changing my tone about it.
It smells like a heater.
Dude, it is. So I'll tell you a little bit about the nightcap, because I guess that's what we're going to start doing, is reading off tobaccoreviews.com. But the Dunhill nightcap is obviously made by Dunhill. It's part of Scandinavian Tobacco. It's an English blend, contents Latakia, Oriental / Turkish, Perique, and Virginia's.
Got that Turkish.
Got what?
Got that Turkish.
You got that Turkish. I mean, I don't even know what Oriental is. Like, I thought Latakia was Oriental. Or maybe I'm wrong. Shit, I don't know. I'm pipe dummy. But it comes ribbon cut. I mean, dude, you can get this thing. I mean, nightcap is kind of like any way you want it, that's the way you're going to get it. I mean, you can get it in big-ass tins, you can get it in small tins, you can get it in bulk. I mean, get it if you want it, basically. And it's actually freaking pretty hella cheap when I look at it here. Let me just see how much an ounce of bulk is. And also the good thing is it it's pretty inexpensive, I believe. And yeah. It...
most of the stuff that you can buy bulk, you're going to find is pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap.
Depending on what it is. I mean, some things, when I went back and recently made a pretty big purchase of some aromatic stuff because we're trying to find something that Logan will like, and I think I may have found one, and I'm going to jump into one here in a little bit to see if that's got some flavors that Logan's going to like too. But, you know, when you buy something in bulk, it's just so much cheaper than a tin. Like, these tins that we've talked about, this is a Peterson Summertime 2014.
Did I send that to you?
No, I bought this myself.
Which one did your good friend Logan send to you? Just out of the kindness of his fucking heart? I can't remember. I just want to make sure everyone knows.
Send me the holiday, which is in here.
Oh.
These two.
Oh, okay.
But that came in a tin just like this. It had Santa Claus on the outside. This, I don't know how much is in here, though.
I think it's like 3.5.
It actually doesn't say on the outside.
I think it was 3.5 O-Zizzles.
But it's $20.
Dude, actually, that Peterson limited edition, it ain't no bitch. It's expensive. But, I mean, listen, I'm telling you, is an ounce, well, just for comparison's sake, is an ounce of bulk a pipe, you know, of Dunhill Nightcap, it's $3.69. Just call it $3.70. You get a 1.76-ounce tin, it's $9.30. So even if you buy another ounce, so, I mean, dude, it's way cheaper. I mean, for the same price, you're going to get, let me just get out my calculator here so I can quit trying to do math in my head. You're going to get one ounce, you're going to basically, in bulk, you can get almost 2.5 times more than you can if you get it in a tin.
Yeah, and you're paying for that packaging. You're paying for the cool tin that's got, you know, the little thing, the butterfly on the outside or whatever.
That's true. But dude, mason jars work awesome.
That's the thing. Once you crack this open,
it's kind of game over.
I mean, it's just in. Can't get it out. It's just in a bag. And it's not like it's a special resealable bag or anything like that. So once you crack it open, you've got to store it in something anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, with tins like this, they're going to reseal, and you can store in here for a while.
But not forever.
Long term, probably not, because eventually it'll dry out. But or even something like this. Like, I'm comfortable using this until the tobacco's gone.
Yeah.
Because it's an airtight seal. It's the same to me. It's the same thing as, you know, buying something in a tin or buying putting something in a jar. So if I get something that comes in a tin like this, that's got the resealable top to it, done. I'm all about it. I'll leave it in there, and I don't have to can it or anything. It's good to go. But with some of these other ones, you're definitely paying for the tin. That's for true.
That's faux shizzle. So yeah, I mean, I really like it. I mean, the Nightcap's warming up to me. I mean, it's not my favorite by any means, but it's definitely not sweet at all. You know, moisture actually content was really, really nice, which was better than this Mississippi River because it was just sopping wet. But dude, it's a smoky Latakia blend, and like it just has that kind of vinegary sourness kind of to it, and a little bit of, you know, that just that sharpness and stuff. But it's just like, I could smoke it, and it makes sense. I mean, I've never really thought about this, but it makes sense why they call it Nightcap, and it's very clever on Dunhill's part. But you have early morning pipe, so that's the early morning lighter version. I don't know what midday is. They're midday you're supposed to smoke. But Nightcap, I could smoke a bowl of this at night and be happy. Because this is definitely one of the stronger tobaccos I've smoked in terms of strength.
Yeah, no, I haven't really...
I don't know, Rob, you would fucking hate this.
Well, I've got
I
some.
I can tell you right now.
I mean, is it significantly stronger than the morning pipe? I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I haven't really smoked any strong tobaccos yet, and you know, we'll obviously get into that as we go.
Oh, dude, I got the heater here for you if you want some strong shit.
You've sent me pretty much everything I think that you've got.
I haven't. I remember I ordered since then, and I got some of that Peterson Irish Flake, and I love it. I mean, this is kind of funny, but. You know, on back, you know, whenever you start smoking cigars, you know, everyone is like a Cigars International whore when they first start. And they're like, you know, all on CI and Joe's Daily Deal and all this shit. Well, you know, if you go to their site, they break it out like, you know, how strong is it? Is it mild, medium, full? And I remember that when I saw the first cigar there, it was the Q Havana Punisher. And it was extra full. And the Peterson Irish Flake is classified as extra full. It is strong as fuck.
Strong as balls?
It is strong as shit. Like, it's like kicking, getting kicked right in the nuts.
It's just.
It actually gave me a buzz, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it would fucking knock you on your ass. You'd probably be packing.
So, the misconception is that I can't smoke strong things. It's a misconception. I can smoke just about anything. I don't gravitate toward it, but I will say there's a couple of cigars that I've avoided because I felt like they were just going to blow me away and I wasn't going to enjoy them. Not that I was afraid that I would get sick or I couldn't handle it, just I don't enjoy that. Like the Romacraft Neanderthal, I've avoided smoking that.
It's good, though.
I have to be in the right mood.
Skip, I'm talking about your products. You're welcome.
I've got to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
But then on the same token, like the Mode 5, not the Aquitaine. What's the other one?
Cro-Magnon.
Cro-Magnon Mode 5. Love that cigar. And that's a little bit stronger. It's on the stronger side, but it's not, you know, it'd kick you in the titty strong. So.
No.
Anyway, we got a little bit off topic, but
you know what this tastes like? Is, do you know, like, when you get that, like, and I don't really like ketchup, but when you have, like, a vinegary kind of ketchup, you know what I'm talking about?
Like a Thousand Island?
No, like, it's like, my mom used to make this shit, and it's kind of fucked up, but, like, she used to make homemade ketchup, right? Because we lived on a farm, right? And I don't know what she put in it. I always thought it was, like, vinegar, but it's kind of, like, got that acidic-y kind of, you know what I mean? That like acidic-y kind of almost like a combination between like a vinegary ketchup and like a Worcestershire sauce. It's kind of like what it reminds me of.
Almost like that red like tartar sauce, that cocktail.
Kinda, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I did see. To me, that just doesn't sound appealing.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I mean, it's okay. Like, it's nice because it's at the end of the day. And I've smoked a couple cigars today. You know, I haven't smoked any bowls, though. This is my first bowl, and I mean, I could go to bed happy after smoking this. You know, I don't foresee it. It would not be, like, the first thing I would grab during the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless I just wanted to absolutely assault my palate and just start the day off on a wrong foot.
Okay, so it's definitely, it's like you said, it's a nightcap. But, I mean, for me, when I think of late night, you know, a nightcap to me is like some bourbon or some whiskey or something. And that's not necessarily going to blow my palate out of the water. I think of nightcap to me, I want something sweet. I want some bourbon. It's got a little sweetness to it. Or I want some ice cream or something. You know what I'm saying? So for me,
ice cream.
I'm a total fat kid. Like, there is a fat kid buried inside of me. Like, if I could eat, give me a Twix bar the size of a Duraflame log, I'll tear it up. But I want something sweet at the end of the night. So for me, a nightcap is something like Autumn Evening that I posted a review of earlier. It's got a lot of flavor to it, but it's got a lot of sweetness to it as well. I think that's why I've really kind of stayed in the aromatic side of pipes. There's something.
I think I'm more of a nicotine junkie than you.
Yeah, I think that's an absolute fact. And that's
because I used to chew. I used to chew. So I was like very much addicted to tobacco.
Yeah, no, I never did. And
see,
I don't feel like I don't have that need. I don't have that need to feel that buzz. And for the most part, I tend to avoid it. Like I said, I don't want to smoke something that's going to be a huge nicotine bomb unless I'm in the mood for something that's got a strong flavor to it. I'm more about the flavor. And the strength and everything or whatever, I mean, I've said this a bunch of times, it's not news, but I'm more of like, when it comes to the pipes, I want something that's a little bit sweeter. And I'm sure that'll change as time goes on, but
what have you smoked that's sweet, though, pipe tobacco-wise?
Well, all the aromatics are sweet.
Well, they smell sweet, but they don't necessarily taste sweet.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
No.
They do. They're not as cloying as, like, as you're expecting them to be. Well, okay, we'll jump in. I'll start talking about Autumn Evening then, because this is easily the strongest flavor I've got off of any pipe tobacco that I've smoked. It's when you crack it open, and it's hard, I'm not going to do it right now, but if you read my review on CigarFederation.com, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's got, I've got it all pulled up here. And this was a recommendation from, I can't remember who recommended it on.
Wasn't it Kip? Kip
it. It was Kip. Yeah, it was Kip. He was reading your first review of the Charlemagne that you didn't like.
Was he judging from on high?
Kip? I don't think so.
Is he down in the Dominican now?
I don't know. That was the initial
actually point. Move.
I don't know.
Because I remember hitting him up and he said that he had quite the pipe tobacco collection that he was moving down there to help kids with, like, underprivileged kids. Because he's like, seriously, There's like Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and then there's Kip. Like, for real, dude. This guy is like... Yeah. I mean, I'm making a joke, but I'm also being pretty serious. Like, yeah. he's a good fucking dude. But yeah, I mean, he was saying he had a bunch of old, like, you know, foreign nuns and stuff from, like, a long time ago. And I need to hit him up on that because, yeah, anyways, side note. But I think, yeah, it was Kip.
Anywho, so he had recommended saying, because you had commented in your review that, you know, when you crack open the tin, it smells great. But then once you actually get around to smoking it, you don't get the same strength of flavor. And you're right. I mean, it's like that with just about any pipe tobacco. I even feel that way about non-aromatics. But this Autumn Evening from Corning and did we settle on how to say this? D-I-E-H-L?
Yeah, it's Deal.
Deal? Corning and
Deal. Well, because I had a girl in my high school named Cassie Deal, and it was spelled the exact same way.
Was she hot?
Yeah, well, she was a hot little number.
Mm-hmm. That's why you remember. That's funny.
No, I remember because my high school was like 100 people.
Oh, well, that's different, yeah. I had like 469 kids in my graduating class.
Mine had like 120 in my graduating class, but it was such a small town, dude, that literally...
Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody. But four, like, is this how small it is that four of my really good friends that graduated with me that were in my grade, our dads... also were in the same grades. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's middle America, boy.
That's good old America, middle America, heartbeat of America, Ford trucks. Or is that Chevy?
Chevy.
Yeah.
Ford's built Ford tough.
Yeah, it's true. Did you know we were Ford Family of the Month in November 1986?
God, this is getting deep. No, tell me about it.
No, this is for real. This is no joke.
What does that mean?
Literally, okay, well, I'm about to just prepare to shut the fuck up, Rob, because I'm about to tell you. So, basically...
No, but what does it mean, though?
I'm telling you, man. Shut the fuck up. Let me tell you. So, basically, my family, you know, literally, I mean, no joke, have about, between, you know, my grandpa and my dad and my uncles and whatever, like, a pretty big, I mean, not trying to brag, but a pretty big plot, like, where they own, like, my dad has... couple thousand acres, my grandpa had a couple thousand acres, and it's all like in this one area, so it's like kind of this whole thing. Well, you know, they their entire life they've bought Ford cars, Ford trucks, like Ford tractors. I mean, it was all Ford, dude, like Ford everything.
Outboard motors for the boat?
Dude, we live right on Truman Lake, which is like premier lake area in the Midwest.
Is that where you named the dog Truman?
Well, Harry S. Truman, and then I went to the University of Missouri, and the mascot's Truman the Tiger. So, dude, the only president, I mean, when you only have one president come from your state ever, everything kind of seems to fall with his name, Harry S. Truman.
Huh. All right.
You know, anyways. So, back to what I was saying is that we're Ford Family of the Month. So, basically, they go around every month. I don't know if they do it anymore, but basically they give out just a little award or whatever for saying that, you know, for supporting the Ford brand or whatever. So, literally, there's a picture when I'm like 3 years old of our entire family with, like, all of the tractors, trucks, all this crap lined up in front of my grandparents' house, and all the family members standing there. So some guy from, like, Ford in Detroit flew down to take our picture, and basically the day that picture was taken, my mom went into labor and had my brother.
Really?
Swear to God. And we still got the picture. And our picture is hanging up somewhere at Ford Motor Headquarters, Ford Family of the Month, November 1986.
It's actually a good story.
It is a great story, and it's true.
It is true.
I know, man. So, and I'm the first one to break tradition because I got a fucking Jeep. It was like I fucking, like, killed somebody.
That's funny.
Anyways, back to the show.
No, yeah. No, that's good.
You know why I like Pipe Dummies? Is because if we get off little tangents, it doesn't matter because guess what? Nobody's fucking listening. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's some people listening. We got some questions flowing in. We're going to get.
Well, I know because I'm telling you, man, people on Cigar Federation fucking weasels. Like, I just have to say, like, hey, I'm giving some shit away. And it's just like their little weasel sonar goes off and everyone just knows what's up. It's interesting, dude. Anyways, continue, Rob. Let's get back on track here.
So, yeah, we were talking about the Autumn Evening.
Yes, we were. And Kip.
Corning and Deal.
Corning and Deal.
It comes in, this one is what? 2 ounce
three
tin.
Three and a half. How much? Two?
2 ounce tin, and it was about $9.
Can you get that shit in bulk?
It's a good question. While I'm talking about it, why don't you look it up?
I will.
Yes, you can. It comes in 2-ounce tins, 8-ounce tins in bulk.
Okay.
It's currently available. It is blended by Craig Parler. I don't know anything about him, but we could look him up. Naramatic, it's got Virginia's and Cavendish. The flavoring is fruit, citrus, maple, rum, sweet, sugar, vanilla, and whiskey. And that's a lot of flavoring.
That's a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot going on. And I'm telling you, when you crack that tin open, man, it is like, it is game freaking on. It is really, really strong.
Really? I mean,
all these aromatics are strong. Like when you crack it, and you've smoked a lot of the Drew Estate stuff, when you crack that open, that smell is pretty strong in there. This is it twice is. As strong as that.
No job.
At least. But it's relatively dry. It's not that damp. Like a lot of these aromatics, you got to keep them open, let them air out for a little bit. I'm going to fire up some psyllums here in a little bit, and I'm letting it air out right now. So anyway, the smell on it is just really, really strong maple caramel note to me. Packed up a few bowls of that and did a review. It was my first review on Cigar Federation.
So. I know, man. Popped your freaking cherry.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the flavors are so strong, and it actually tastes the way that it smells. It doesn't taste as strong, but the flavor is so much stronger than any other aromatic that I've had that I can see this is the kind of thing I'm going to go through this tin, and after that I'm just going to buy it in bulk. And I think my first purchase will probably be, you know, a good 5 or 6 ounces, and for one for me to smoke now and one just kind of lay down and see if it does any good sitting around for a while. I don't know if aromatics are supposed to age well or not.
I don't – here's my guess, and I'm probably incorrect.
With the casing, I would imagine not. But
I would assume it's just like an acid cigar, right? Like I think once you alter it and flavor it and, you know, process the tobacco, I would have to assume that the goodness is probably done. I've got to assume, but who knows? But I would think that I don't know. I would got to think it would be done. So I don't know.
I was reading through some of the reviews as we go away from your armpit there. Reading some of the reviews, and there was one guy who said that he had some that was aged. It was aged for about 4 years, and he smoked some fresh, and then he smoked the aged one. And he said the aged one, the flavor smoothed out a little bit. It wasn't as strong, and it actually has a little bit of a kick to it tobacco-wise. So I think it brings a lot of things to the table that that you will like. And this is, we're going to have a show coming up here pretty soon where we try to get Logan to like some aromatics. And I've got a handful of stuff for him to try that I'm going to send out. So that was really the most flavorful aromatic that I've ever smoked.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, without question.
Dude, you know what you probably need to smoke? Is some of this Peter Stokeby 38 Highland Whiskey. Because it smells like ass. It smells horrible.
I'm not really into that.
I sent you some. Do it for science.
Oh, just recently though, right? Not, I don't have it already.
I thought I'd send it to you.
Oh, maybe you did. You sent me a bunch of stuff. It's all in a Ziploc. I haven't really delved into it yet because.
So have you figured out how to like bust up Flake yet?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned this.
I can't figure this shit out.
Because one of the aromatics that I wanted to that I'm going to send you some of. Is Gowith and Hogarth Bob's Chocolate Flake. And I was going to smoke it tonight, but I don't know how to smoke it.
Dude, I'm just like just mangling it.
You just
trying
to
rub it. Yeah, I'm just breaking it up.
I would guess that's what you have to do, break it up and pack it in there. But I haven't done that yet, so I didn't want to do it on the show for the first time. Let me look through and see if we can answer some of these questions.
Probably not.
Here's one from Swede Lindstrom.
He's always asking questions.
He says, should you scrape the inside of your bowl? And the answer to that is no.
No.
When you definitely want to clean your pipes after you're smoking them.
Yep.
But when you get a buildup on the inside of your bowl, it's called cake.
So that's
and from what I understand, the whole point of that is your pipe, I think the briar absorbs some of the flavoring.
It does. That's why you only want to smoke like aromatics out of one pipe and Virginias out of another and English out of other.
Yeah, I mean, like this right now, my Peterson, I smoke aromatics out of this.
Yep.
And when there's nothing in here, and I haven't smoked out of it in a week, but
you can still get the aromatic. That's called ghosting.
Yeah, I can taste it. It tastes like kind of like cinnamon. Actually, it almost tastes like a
catfish hot cinnamon walnut.
Like a hot tamale, and then cinnamon walnut was the last thing I smoked out of this, so that makes sense. But anyway, so yeah, you don't want to scrape that out. I think the idea is once it gets there's you get a little bit of cake on there, you start to get more of the flavor of the tobacco when you're smoking it, as opposed to it being absorbed into the walls of the briar. Now,
and they also say it insulates your pipe from burning out and stuff.
Yeah, that's probably true too. It insulates it a little bit, keeps it cooler in your hand. When you're smoking some aromatics, they tend to burn hot. That was another thing about the autumn evening, is it burned nice and cool. I didn't get any gurgle.
No gurgles?
I didn't get any gurgle. And I was, you know, I smoked it pretty hard at the beginning to get it going. But then
yeah.
I was pretty, yeah, but giggity.
yeah, giggity.
But I was more gentle as it went on.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely burned really well. It didn't burn hot. It's not as moist as some of the other stuff. So just all positive things for me from that particular blend. If you're buying an estate pipe that hasn't been refurbished or remastered or whatever the hell you call it,
rejuvenated, like a vagina.
Yeah.
They do that, man. They do vagina rejuvenation.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're just getting fucking weird, dude. Anyway. Awkward. Facial rejuvenation, too. Have you ever seen facial rejuvenation gone wrong? Some of these people...
Joan Rivers.
Oh, well, may she rest.
May she rest peace. Or Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, exactly. You start to, like, not look human anymore. Anyway, if you're refurbishing a pipe, you're going through and you're cleaning out and you want to get, an estate pipe that's been used and you want to clean it out, then, yeah, you want to go in there and scrape that cake out, and that's where you use that, that tool, whatever it is, pipe reamer. That I whipped out last week.
This thing? Like the scoop?
No. That's just if you're just cleaning out your pipe.
Oh, is this like the sander thing?
This deal here. Mm-hmm. So this, you kind of go, you stick this right inside, and you just boop, 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 boop. That way that's when you clean that, the cake out, if you want to ream the pipe and, I don't know what the term is. Is it refurbished? I don't know. Anyway, so if you're going through an estate pipe, then yes, you want to ream that out. And that way you get down to fresh briar, and it's like you're smoking a brand new pipe. And you put on a new stem, and you're good to go. But I think if you've got a pipe, like let's say I've committed this to aromatics, because I've smoked a lot of aromatics out of it. That's what I smoke mostly. But a year from now, I might not want to smoke aromatics anymore. I'm assuming that I could go in there with the pipe reamer, scrape all that stuff out, get down to some clean briar, and I could start over. You know what I mean? Like I could.
I could think so.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be ghosted anymore. So, long-winded answer to that. No, you don't want to unless you're refurbishing a pipe. Is the way that I understand it. So, that's that. Are you smoking something new, Logan? Are you smoking?
I am. I'm trying to get the deets on it real quick. So just keep talking.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to go through. We got a couple more questions here. We are going to talk about different pipes.
That was a plan, but we didn't really happen that way.
We've still got time. We'll get to those questions in a minute. I'm going to fire up another bowl here. Well, you know what? Here, before that, I'll talk about another one that I've smoked recently. And that is another one of these that's highly rated on tobaccoreviews.com. This is Rattray's Pipe or Bagpiper's Dream. It's aromatic. You can take a look at it. I don't know if you can see it. Smells fruity. There's some sweetness in there, but there's a lot of fruit, a lot of plum and like dates and things like that. You look at it, is an aromatic. It's Black Cavendish in Virginia. Flavoring is cognac, ribbon cut. I enjoyed it. Wasn't great. I picked it up because it's got a lot of it's been reviewed 40 times. It's got a 3.3 out of 4 stars, so a lot of people like it. One thing I've noticed, though, is you'll see some of these aromatics that have horrible reviews, and they're reviewed by guys who don't really like aromatics. I mean, what's the point? If you read something, you know it's aromatic, and it's like, Logan, you, when I said that it's got a cognac flavoring to it, you said,
oh my God.
So you're not going to smoke it and review it. What's the point? You know you're not going to like it.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know, like, if I'm starting to get the feeling that I don't like Latakia all that much, so I'm not going to go for a heavy Latakia blend and review it and say, oh, this is garbage. Like, what's the point of that? It's not garbage. It's just I don't like it. So off my soapbox. The Rattray's pretty good. It's not great. You know, I've got 3.5 ounces of it, and I think it was relatively cheap. I think it was about $9 for 3-ounce tin. And I'll smoke through it. It's not bad. Had some of those standard kind of flavors to it. It didn't taste a whole hell of a lot like cognac to me. More vanilla and a bit of a rum style flavoring to it, but kind of standard for an aromatic. So if I were smoking that and reviewing it, if we were going like on a scale of 1 to 5, which is kind of what we're talking about doing.
Oh yeah, we need to figure out a rating system.
If I was going to rate it, I would give it probably a 3, maybe a 2.5. Probably a 3, because 2.5 to me just sounds like it sucks. 3 was, I've got these 3.5 ounces. I'm going to send some to Logan, even though I know he's going to hate it. But I will smoke my way through it. Will I buy more? Probably not. But I'm not mad that I have 3 ounces of it to smoke, because I know that I can fire it up on any given day and enjoy it. So. It's not going to blow my socks off, but I liked it. I've talked about 3 different pipe tobaccos that I've smoked recently.
My turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. You need to talk about something.
So, I'm smoking now in my second bowl of the evening. Getting a little frisky. No, I'm just kidding. I always pronounce this wrong, but it's called Gwaith Hoggart & Company. It's the Louisiana Perique Flake. So it's kind of yellow Virginias with a helping of spicy Perique. It's in a flake, which obviously is a little more difficult for me to prepare. But kind of medium strength. I mean, it's fairly cheap. It's not that cheap, I guess. It's $3.75 an ounce. And it's only available in bulk. But it's not bad. I mean, there's other blends that I've had that are, I guess, Virginia Perique blends that I like better, but you know what? It's pretty cool burning. It's got a little bit of spice from the Perique. Virginia's kind of bring that sweetness that kind of balances it out. Wouldn't say it's overly complex, but I mean, it's enjoyable. I'm starting to realize that I just don't really like flake as much as other tobacco. It's so much easier to deal with like ribbon cut or like a crumble cake for me than it is to deal with a flake.
Isn't the
makes
whole
idea, pain in the ass.
Isn't the whole idea with the flakes that it ages well?
According to the Pipe Man's Handbook, Rob, it originated, they did it because it retains moisture better. So when sailors were out on that's why you see so many of these pipe tobaccos that are flakes are called like Navy Flake. Because back in the day, like 1500s, 1600s, when they would go out for sea for like months at a time, they wanted to take their tobacco. Well, all by the time they got out to sea and they were out there forever, and, you know, fucking walruses and shit, like, their pipe tobacco would be all dry. And so when they figured out if they pressed it, it would help retain moisture. And that's where they came up with the plug, like the Peterson Perfect Plug. That thing will retain moisture forever. And that's why they did the flake. So they just cut off what they wanted, break it up or whatever. And you're right. So it does that. It helps retain moisture. I think it helps it age well, but it also helps the flavors to marry, kind of like, you know, cigars, right?
Okay.
Or so they say. I don't know. There's no scientific evidence, but...
So I will say I've cracked open the Sillums, and this was expensive.
Dude, that shit was for real.
I'll get the pricing in a second, but just packing my first bowl, I found 2 really big twigs in there. Really
hey,
big stems.
That's the stems, man.
That's the first time I've seen. Like, I don't want to smoke the stems.
No, you don't, man. Make you sterile.
No stems, no seeds.
No seeds, dog.
So that's a little bit of a disappointment, but I'm gonna fire this up here. So Logan, keep chat.
So, I don't know. I mean, I've got a whole shizer ton of pipe tobacco, and I think what I might do is go on a cigar strike for the next week and see if I can get by. I don't even say get by. Is try to whip through as many of these pipe tobaccos that I got sitting above my head as possible. The only caveat to that is that my good friend John Huber did happen to send me three of the pre-release Las Calaveras 2015s, and I'm going to have to smoke them pretty quick, or he's going to text me every day, so I kind of need to go ahead and knock that out. Anyways.
What's the blend on that cigar, do you know?
All I hear is it's strong and it's better. I don't know. I can ask John. It's dark. I mean, it looks like Habano Oscuro.
Oh, interesting.
Darker. It's a darker wrapper. I didn't really get much into it,
so
but I can find out.
So you want to go on a pipe binge?
I do, because I've got so much of this freaking pipe tobacco sitting above my head that, you know, I haven't smoked enough of it. I want to be able to burn through some bowls, so I like, you know, because pipe tobacco I think is easier than smoking cigars. Like, not easier, but like, if you sit down and smoke a cigar, it's like an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending. Like, if I really wanted to, I could probably rip through four bowls in an hour and just have four pipes lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'd want to, but, like, you know, you can get a sense of, okay, Lane Very Cherry sucks balls, which I already know it does suck balls, at least for me. But I could smoke all this other stuff that I got, like, that I haven't smoked yet. And dude, I got a bunch of good stuff. Did I tell you what? Let me get what I got. Dude, I got some ish. Hold on. You talk.
All right, well, while you're doing that, I've just got the Sillums going, and I'll start breaking down the info on that, which I didn't even look it up. So bear with me. It is an aromatic. But when you crack open the tin, and the tin is really sweet looking. And I think I've shown it to you guys already. Easily the most expensive
aromatic pipe tobacco on the face of the earth.
But the tin is pretty cool.
It's pretty badass. Is it a 3 ounce or 3.5?
3.5.
Okay.
And, you know, it's funny. We say it's expensive. It was like $25.
That's not much more than Peterson, I guess.
Yeah, it's really not that bad. So let's see here. Try to find the information on it. Sillum's Black is what it's called. It's an aromatic, but it's a little bit different. It's got some spice to it. It's got some Black Cavendish, Burley, Latakia is in there, and some Virginia. The flavoring, it's got a fruit citrus flavoring and some honey. It's in a ready rubbed cut.
Gotta love that ready rub.
You gotta like the way that sounds. And a lot of people will say, like, this first review, if you look at it, says this is the best English aromatic I've ever smoked, hands down. Like, a lot of people,
sounds pretty good.
A lot of people say that about it. The main ingredient is the finest spicy Latakia, adding highly aromatic Black Cavendish. This blend becomes smoother. A small portion of the Burley gives it a slight toasted aroma, and a pinch of bright Virginias brings a subtle sweet note. It's mellow yet full-bodied aromas of honey and fruit essence result in a unique flavor. So the interesting thing is I'm smoking this right after I smoked another bowl, and I probably shouldn't have because it's hard for me to get the flavors. It smells really good.
Does it?
Getting the aroma, the room note is really nice. The flavor on the tongue, I'm missing a lot of it because I've already smoked a bowl. Well, two bowls, actually. I smoked a bowl before you and I even got on. So it's my third bowl of the day. So my tongue is a little bit fried. So what was it you were pulling out, Logan?
Oh, dude. I got, because there's a couple of pipe tobaccos, and I've been on the hunt, man, because you know how I am with, like, once I get my head wrapped around something, I don't fucking stop. But, dude, some of this I've been reading, and I've just been trying to find pipe tobaccos that people just seem to go fucking ape shit over, and that are really hard to find. And what I found is that this Esoterica stuff, like the Margate and the Stonehaven, it's like an 8-ounce bag. It's like $50.
Woo!
Dude, it's always sold out. Like, they only make it like once a year. and like you can't even sign up for the when they have it in stock because like they just have it once a year. Apparently, it's like impossible to get. So I'm trying to get my hands on some of that. Even though I Catfish actually sent me some, but it was not enough to actually like enjoy it. Right? It's just like a bowl's worth. But a couple of these people kept talking about, and they said that this shit is just amazing. Is this Escudo?
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a 10 of that. I haven't smoked it yet. And then everyone always raves about the Bell's Three Nuns.
Yeah, I see that one a lot too.
And what's cool about this and why I'm digging the Three Nuns is one reason. Is they put a damn sticker on the back, and that was made in July of 2014. So it's almost a year old already.
There you go.
I really wish more people, I mean, aromatics I don't really care about, but, and maybe they do this and I'm just not aware of it, but put the date when it's tinned, because it's so much easier to know, because now I'm like, dude, do I want to open this tin that's already almost a year old, or do I just want to kind of like let it chill?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, but I got something for you, Rob, because I'm a proud member of the Pipes and Cigars Pipe Tobacco of the Month Club. Which I'm going to give it one more month, and then I'll probably be out on that bitch. But I got some shit I want you to smoke. You ready for this?
What the hell is that?
Dude, this might be the worst aromatic pipe tobacco in the world. Like, I don't even think it has one star on pipes and cigars or pipe tobacco reviews. And this month's shipment was not that much better.
So you're telling me that I have to smoke that for science, huh?
You're going to have to smoke it for science, I'm afraid, Rob. I mean, I'm offering up your palate at the altar of science. But you know what I hate about the Pipe Tobacco of the Month Club is they're like, yeah, we're going to send you a free pipe. And I'm like, okay, well, obviously I'm not expecting you to send me, like, a freaking $100 Peterson system when I'm paying $20 a month. Like, I obviously know that. But, you know, it would have been nice to get, like, a little Missouri Meerschaum. I mean, it's not too much to ask for. But every month they send these cheap-ass, made-in-China cobs that look like fucking hell. Like, I mean, literally, you spoke out of it once, it's like fucking destroyed. Like, the only thing I'm going to keep this is if it ever snows in Texas, I'm going to have plenty of pipes to use for the freaking nose on my snowman with Callaway. That's about it. So, it just goes up into the shit drawer. But also I got, and the other thing I've noticed is that obviously, Altidus, you know, or actually, no, excuse me, Altidus is, I'm sure we're in bed with pipes and cigars, but every, the last 2 months, I keep getting this stupid-ass Sutliff stuff, and this month, it's called Maple Street, Maple and Old Rum.
That sounds good. Send it to me.
I might just send it to you.
Do it.
And then, and I've heard this is okay, I think. It's called the Fourth Generation Tobacconist. And this was actually from April 2014, so obviously they're trying to clear the shelves off, because it's actually got a date on it.
I like the look of the tin.
I know, the tin's cool looking. And this is, apparently this stuff's decent. It's called Sail. And then I got one of Scotty's new blends, and I got to figure out what it is here. Here we go. What do we got? Ooh, Scotty, Butternut Burley. A bite-free blend of rich Burleys and Green River Black Cavendish, notes of vanilla and cocoa. Oh, fuck. It's amazing. Anyways. So, needless to say, this might be my last month.
Actually, it's funny that you're talking about the Butternut Burley. You pull that up on pipes or on tobacco reviews, people love it. It's got 113 reviews with an average of 3.2 stars. 47 reviews gave it 4 stars. 43 gave it 3.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's like
it's similar to Lane 1Q. You're not
gonna fuck it. Shit.
The earlier comparisons to Lane 1Q and Old Sweaters are appropriate. I don't know what Old Sweaters is.
Is it like musty?
Tastes like funk and mothballs.
It tastes like my grandma's fucking deodorant. I don't know, man. It just sounds gross.
Well, it sounds like that is it's in that Pipe of the Month Club. You get a, it's a good starter pack. You get a
it's pipe. Not, yeah.
You get a pipe that you can rage on. You get.
I mean, you could fucking rage on this bitch. It's not gonna care.
Like, well, you get an aromatic tin. You yeah. get a non-aromatic tin. You get a pouch, and some of Scotty's blends, whatever that is. There's one of them that he does too. That's like the Trout Stream or something like that.
Yeah, HPC. I got some of that too.
That's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, that's. I mean, well, it smells good. I haven't really tried to smoke it yet. I'm scared of it.
I can definitely taste the Latakia in here, in this Psyllium's. I think you're going to like this, Logan.
Think so?
I think I'm not. So you might have just scored like a free tin that cost $25.
Dude, that means we'll totally be even on the tin of Peterson's I sent you.
It's true.
Speaking of, do you want me to send you this Borkum Riff?
Is it just that? Just
Let me just go to
pull it out. I'm curious.
The dictionary here.
I need to start smoking more bowls, man. I just like you, there's a lot. I feel like we need to get. Let's just be honest. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
We have no idea. I mean, we're stretching right now, but at least this show is though better than the previous week because that was
We were talking about all we talked about was Netflix.
I know, true. Okay, dude, here we go. Borkum Riff, it literally has. Let me just tell you, they make a lot of pouch pipe tobacco, right? Their average, I'm just going off the cuff here, is they probably make, I don't know, call it 25 pipe tobaccos. Like, there's a few that have, like, three of them have above 3.4 stars. And then, basically, the next 10 have 2.6 to 2.0. The rest have below 2 stars. And the Borkum Riff that you're about to get, my friend, has bourbon whiskey is their most popular flavor. Okay. 130 reviews at 1.8 stars.
Oh.
Like, I kind of just want to smoke some just so I can, because I think another thing that we're doing that's wrong is, you know, we are children of the internet. So we haven't found, like, with cigars, I mean, I smoked bad ones from CI, then I got boutique. So I kind of know what a good cigar is because I remember what old cigars are. We haven't really smoked bad pipe tobacco yet.
That's true.
Like, I didn't start, like, with the Captain Black, you bought some because you made me. And, like, I was like, I don't really want to smoke that. So we've only really smoked good stuff. Like, what we need to do on a show is just smoke some bad shit.
And just so we have a basis for comparison.
We have to. We have to for science.
And you're right. I mean, that's funny. We're a little bit spoiled with this. I mean... Our first pipes were Sugays.
Fucking hey, shit, it's true.
And the first pipe tobacco we got was, I mean, we got a tin of everything that was Drew Estate, which, I mean, it is what it is. They're aromatics, but it's good quality shit. It wasn't, like you said, we're not buying this pouch stuff that you can go down to the drugstore and pick up.
Yeah, so we're not buying, like, Prince Albert and shit.
Yeah, and when we started smoking cigars, I mean... I smoked a lot of the Cigar.com house label stuff.
Of course.
And I liked it. And, if I still had any of the Brasilias left over, I'd be smoking those because it was actually a pretty decent cigar. And I think one of them was actually blended by Pepin. I can't remember which one. But, I mean, we paid our dues.
We did.
We smoked some bullshit.
I did smoke some bullshit. That's true.
And you probably still have a bunch of it buried in your humidor somewhere.
Dude, I've got a whole other Tupperware set up with just bullshit that I need to just send off to Cigars for Warriors. I mean, I know that sounds bad, but, dude, I got to get rid of it. What am I going to do with it? I'm never going to smoke it unless there's a zombie apocalypse and I'm held up in my house and this is all I have to smoke.
And you somehow survive for 3 years.
I somehow survive for a year in my house.
That's crazy. So, yeah, I'm going to send you some of the Psyllium's. I'm curious to see what you think. I can't really form an opinion yet. Because really all that I can taste is the Latakia that's in there. But I think it's interesting to have that Latakia and to have a casing in there as well is going to be an interesting concept. I'm going to fire through some of these questions here because we've got a couple of minutes. from Harley Holmes, we said we were going to talk about pipes, which we really haven't. Do different style of pipes change the flavor of the tobacco you're smoking, like different sized cigars? It's a good question, the way that he phrased it. When you smoke something in a a Lonsdale and then you smoke into 6x60, you're going to get a very different experience because they've got to blend it differently. If I smoke the same thing out of this pipe and I smoke it out of this pipe, am I going to taste a difference? No. At least that's been my experience. For me, the style of pipe, and we talked about this a little bit last week, is all just personal preference. It's all what you like. Do you want a bend? Do you want a long stem? Do you want, the short stem suges like we've got? I don't think there's a real difference in the way that it smokes. I think you'll find a difference in some of the technology, like the Peterson system that they use, and I can't speak intelligently on it at all, with the different air chambers and all this and that.
It looks legit.
So it can have this kind of bend to it. There's different technologies there, of course. But does something taste different when you smoke it out of a $5 a cob pipe or a $1,000 suge? Is it going to taste different? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, to me, the way that I equate pipe tobaccos to cigars is the pipe is more like your humidor. And you can spend as much as you want. You could have a large walk-in humidor and spend $5,000, or you can use a Tupperware. And the Tupperware being your corncob pipe and the walk-in humidor being your $1,000 suge.
I would agree with that.
And the cigars themselves and the tobaccos are interchangeable to me. You know, what it is that you're smoking is going to be the difference. Does the style of pipe that you used, a bend or a straight or a poker or whatever, or a bulldog or a Rhodesian or whatever the different names are?
You know what my new favorite one is?
Which
this
one?
Is the Apple, and all I keep hearing is, Apple Bottom Jeans! You know that song?
I do.
I just love that shape, though.
What kind of pipe is that? That's a new one.
I got a little up on some. It's called Sarona. Sarono. They're not very expensive. They're like $30 or $40 pipes. Maybe they're cheaper than that. I didn't pay cost. I didn't pay fucking retail for them. But apparently they're made. It's like just an Italian pipe. Because the cheapo pipes that I got from Pipes and Cigars, man, those things kind of suck.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, it. I don't. I have a couple. I have one. Actually, no. They're all over there because I just kind of took them apart and threw them away. And I gave one to Rajesh when I was in India. And they weren't that good. It's like the stems weren't that good. And so this is like kind of a step up. They were like, those were 620 or 3 for $60. I mean, these, were maybe instead of $20 each, they're like $40 each. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a quality difference in terms of like the bowl and the briar and how well they're constructed. I mean, there's definitely a difference.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I picked up a few of those from Pipes and Cigars that are cheaper. You got the ones that was like 3 for $50 or whatever it was.
3 for $59.99.
I don't have any experience with that, but
yeah, don't do it.
There is one, and I'm going to show you guys. I want that. I just think that's so freaking cool.
I can't even see it. Oh, there it is.
I want that pipe.
That's Dude, show them the fucking Peterson Dublin. The holiday one or the St. Patrick's one. That one's badass.
That is legit. I'll pull that one up in a second here.
If you guys want to buy me and Rob anything, for the hours of entertainment that we provide, one of each of those would be great.
If you're looking for any last minute gift ideas.
Yeah, look no farther.
Let me see. I think I showed it to everybody last week.
No.
Let me look it up. Well, it's the what I'm smoking out of now is the Peterson St. Patrick's Day 2014. It's a cool pipe. I got this as an unsmoked estate, so I actually got it for like $50, which I was really, really
No cheap. Shit? How'd you do that?
I got it from Pipes and Cigars. They get estate pipes in there, and it was $50 and it was unsmoked, so to me it was an absolute no-brainer. But Peterson, let me look this up real quick. Patrick's Day 2015. I'll show you guys what it looks like because
Dude, it's legit.
Legit. And this is like, this is the actual, this is the one that I want. The same freaking deal here. I don't know how good this is going to look, but I'll show you guys. Let's do a screen share here. Oh, it's not even coming up. Hang on. Here we go. Bear with me. screen share. Okay, there you go. So it's kind of hard to see, but that thing is freaking legit. It's bright green.
Dude, it's awesome. There it is.
That kind of scroll work around the top. That's the exact one that I want. And I don't know what shape that is.
It's like $100, isn't it?
They're like $100, yeah. It sounds like something that you guys should get into the Cigar Federation store. Start carrying some Petersons.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because if I've got to spend $100 on a pipe, I'd rather spend it with you guys than with somebody else.
Well, this is true. Well, and the other thing is, though, is that, and you might not know this, but there's a reason why, I mean, everyone knows, I think, and this might be a closing thought here, is that, Dude, okay, cigar taxes in Texas are pretty cheap. It's like literally 1 cent a cigar. Like, it's nothing. But pipe tobacco, do you know how much tax is on an ounce of bulk pipe tobacco? Like, for real.
The tax on an ounce of bulk?
1 ounce of bulk pipe tobacco.
Didn't you say it's like 1 penny?
No. Well, that's for cigars.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Dude, it's like $1.50.
Whoa!
Yeah, dude. And a tin is like, fuck, it's like almost $2. And Pennsylvania, and that's why all these, if you look at prices of pipe tobacco, like you look at pipes and cigars as based in Pennsylvania, and then you look at everyone else, pipes and cigars is way cheaper. And it's because, dude, they don't have to pay fucking tax.
Interesting.
So I say all this to say, I'm not sure when the Cigar Federation store is going to get any pipe tobacco, because I'm not really sure how economically viable of a solution it is.
Well, you already have some in there, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's just kind of, you know, Gary. But yeah, we've got a little bit, but not like massive bulk, you know.
Yeah.
But pipes, I mean, we are getting some Suge pipes.
Yeah, I want to get some extra bowls and another stem.
We got that coming. The long stem, it's going to be legit.
Yeah, I want to do that for sure. Yeah, I noticed that you guys have pack tobacco here.
Yeah.
And you can even, I'm trying to look, you got some Peterson.
Yeah, I got some Peterson shit.
You got the Balkan Delight Gold Pipe Blend.
Got some Hyde Park. Old Dublin.
Old Dublin, Irish Whiskey, I want to smoke that. Sounds. Oh, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, dude, we got some real shit up in there.
Killarney.
Dude, that just sounds gross.
That's one of the places, I didn't get to Killarney.
I didn't either.
We went all up and down the West Coast, so I didn't get to Killarney. Okay, so let's just wrap it up. We're kind of done. We're spouting off BS at this point. So we skipped both of John's questions, so John, I apologize.
Sorry. Okay, if anybody's there, email me at Logan@CigarFederation.com before we sign off in the next minute, and I'll send you out a little bomby bomb.
Get that pouch of nastiness. Send that to somebody else, not me.
Dude, I'm sending the Borkum riff. We must do it for science. Dude, this sales stuff isn't real good either. It's 2.4, but it's no flavoring. Burley, Cavendish, Oriental, and Virginia. The guy who blended it, it's Theodorus Niedermeyer Company.
Yeah, I can't trust a guy named Theodore.
I can't either. You can't trust a guy named Theodore or anything made in a bathtub. It's true, man. Just think about marinate all that shit for a minute. It's so true.
Everything made in a bathtub. Wow. All right. On that note, we'll wrap this up. And next week, or next show, we'll actually be prepared. We'll have something real to talk
about. We were prepared this week. We actually talked.
We were prepared-ish, but we'll have an actual topic. I think moving forward, we're going to try to pick, and we talked about this a little bit offline, and maybe this will change, but we'll try to pick a particular brand, like Dunhill, for example. And then for next week's show, we'll each smoke some different Dunhills. We can talk about each different blend and what we liked and what we didn't like, as opposed to talking about aromatics, because that's more broad. That's pretty
broad. We don't know enough.
We don't know enough, and it's really broad. But if we talk about, we could even do like a Peterson aromatic show and a Peterson Virginia show and a Peterson Flake show or whatever, and focus more on specific styles. And I know that we've also got some guests coming up to school us on a little bit of these things as well. So the show is definitely on an upswing. If you got through these first 5 episodes, you'll be rewarded with the following episodes. It's going to get better. So Appreciate the support. You guys can find us at CigarFederation.com. And we will be back with you guys in a couple weeks, and we'll let you know what the topic is. And at some point, I'm going to start restoring. I'm going to start restoring some pipes so we can talk about how that process is going as well. All right, so we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Later, homies.
Ripping bowls.
Ripping bowls, bitches.